When we arrange for the exposure of a platelet displaced canine, we do not really know if there are any differences in the results of open or closed exposure of these teeth. This study attempted to answer the question. It was called Open versus Closed Surgical Exposure of Palatally Impacted Maxillary Canines, a comparison of the different treatment outcomes, a systematic review. And it was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, and the lead author was Dr. Sampasetosis. The aim of his study was to systematically review the up-to-date literature in order to identify the most favourable technique for the exposure of palatally impacted maxillary canines. They carried out a fairly standard systematic review, and they initially included randomised trials, quasi-randomised trials, and non-randomised trials. These are retrospective investigations, and this has implications for this review. They looked for papers that reported data on orthodontic patients of any age with a palatally impacted maxillary canine. They also felt that for the study to be included, it should include two groups of patients, one that was treated with an open exposure technique and another group that was treated with a closed exposure. Their outcomes were associated with periodontal health, aesthetics, patient's inconvenience, and orthodontic treatment complications. They carried out a standard electronic search. Data was extracted by two operators independently. They also evaluated the risk of bias with the Acrobat tool and the Cochrane risk of bias tool. At the end of their searches, they found 9 articles. 6 of these reported on randomized controlled trials, and 3 of these were retrospective. They felt that the evidence was high for one of the randomised trials, for 2 there was moderate risk of bias, and the retrospective studies were all in serious risk of bias. They initially had intended to carry out a meta-analysis, but this could not be done because of the marked heterogeneity between the studies. As a result, they carried out a very extensive narrative review. Because they could not do the meta-analysis, their overall conclusions were rather vague. And they really suggested that there was no real evidence in terms of periodontal outcome and aesthetic appearance that arose from the 2 exposure techniques. And their overall conclusion was that more randomized trials should be carried out to provide us with more evidence. As a result, this was a systematic review that did not have an overall conclusion. There currently appears to be a trend in orthodontic publication for many of these systematic reviews to be published. And while they are useful exercises, I am not sure that they add to our knowledge. I was also a little concerned with this study because it included retrospective studies. This means that there is bias within the systematic review. We need to remember that the ideal systematic review should confine its evidence to data that is collected from randomized controlled trials. As a result of this review and the dearth of high-level evidence, it appears that the decision on the type of procedure can really be made on the clinical experience of the surgeon and the orthodontist and the opinion of the patient until we have more high-level evidence on this rather difficult question.